BBC News with Sue Montgomery. The powerful Shia Muslim rebel group in Yemen, known as the Houthis, says it has mobilized its forces in order to step up the fight against Al-Qaeda and Islamic State. The Houthi leader, Abdul Malik al-Houthi, whose group now controls a large swathe of northern Yemen, was speaking just before a UN Security Council meeting on the crisis in Yemen. Alan Johnston reports.
The Shia Muslim Houthis and the Sunni Muslim militants of Al-Qaeda and Islamic State oppose each other very violently. And now the Houthi leader, Abdul Malik al-Houthi, has made very clear that he intends to strike even harder at IS and Al-Qaeda. But he also rounded on Yemen's president, Abd Rabbo Mansour Hadi, accusing him of being a puppet in the hands of Saudi Arabia and Qatar. And earlier, Houthi fighters pushed southwards, putting them within striking distance of the president's forces.
The former Republican presidential candidate John McCain has told President Obama he should get over his temper tantrum with the Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu. Senator McCain described Mr. Netanyahu's suggestion that he would not allow a Palestinian state as election campaign rhetoric. From Washington, Gary O'Donoghue.
The fallout from Israel's general election continues to reverberate through American politics. Even though Benjamin Netanyahu has tried to row back from his comments, President Obama has said he is re-evaluating US policy, which includes support for Israel at the UN. But John McCain said the rhetoric from the Israeli leader paled in comparison to the threat from ISIS, adding that the president had his priorities so screwed up it was unbelievable. He warned the president against considering support for a Palestinian state in a UN resolution. He said it would contradict policy which had stood for at least the last 10 presidents.
The first round of voting in France's local elections has seen another big increase in support for the far-right Front National. Exit polls give the party, run by Marine Le Pen, nearly a quarter of the vote. However, it's behind the mainstream centre-right UMP party of Nicolas Sarkozy. Hugh Schofield is in Paris.
It's another big vote for the French far-right following municipal and European elections last year. In this first round of departmental or county council elections, nationwide 24.5% of voters chose the National Front, a figure that shows yet again how Marine Le Pen's strategy of building a system of local organisation and shutting down the party's overtly racist elements is paying off. However, opinion polls had suggested that the far-right could have done better, even emerging as the top party in the election. That didn't happen, which is some cause for cheer for the mainstream opposition party led by former President Sarkozy.
World News from the BBC. The Moroccan government says its security services have dismantled a network of militants linked to the Islamic State group. The Interior Ministry said the network had been planning attacks across nine towns and cities, including Agadir, Tangier and Marrakech. There have been growing security fears in North Africa since the attack on the Bardo Museum in Tunis last week, as well as the destabilisation of Libya. Archaeologists in Argentina are trying to confirm whether the ruins of three buildings found in the remote Teyucuare Natural Reserve were built as a potential hideout for top officers fleeing from Nazi Germany. Researchers from the University of Buenos Aires are reported to have found German coins minted during the Second World War and a fragment of German porcelain from the era. Thousands of Nazis and fascists were welcomed in Argentina in the 1940s by President Juan Perón. Hundreds of people have gathered in the English Midlands to see the coffin of one of England's most famous kings, Richard III, who died over 500 years ago in the Battle of Bosworth. At the time, his body was hastily buried and was only discovered 3 years ago under a car park in Leicester. Richard III is a divisive figure in English history, portrayed as a hunchbacked villain by Shakespeare, but some historians praise him for his enlightened thinking, as Martin Croxall reports.
The introduction of the idea of bail in the legal system so that a potentially innocent man didn't languish in prison for years waiting to come to trial. There was also the Land Tenure Act, which meant that people who owned land didn't automatically have it taken from them. So he was apparently a man who was trying to make the law applicable to everybody too. He was also a very keen reader. And he promoted printing, and books became much more available to people. And unusually, he had a Bible that was written in English, had been translated from Latin, which was very unusual too.
Martin Croxall reporting, BBC News.